Okay, so tonight we'll start with some sutras in the sixth parak. Till now we're working the fourth parak. The Mishnah tells us, and Samach Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom, Haisha Shamra Hiskabali Fiti. In the case where a woman instructs someone to accept the get on her behalf, so, parenthetically, our minhag, the minhag of the Rama, is that we avoid ever having a shliach la Kabbalah.
Only to give, not to receive.
Shliach la Lacha will allow another shliach la Kabbalah because the requirement is the Rama quotes a chumer from the Hagosir Ben Parah from the Smak that there are certain chumras that we have associated with the harshos for minu shliach la Kabbalah, which are very complicated, so we avoid that. Except for under the most absolutely extenuating circumstances, we'll never allow for shliach la Kabbalah. Be that as it may, the Mishnah says that Ishish Amr is Kabbal Giti, Sricha Shdei Kite Edim, in order to confirm that a shliach la Kabbalah was properly appointed and that he executed his mission, you need two sets of Edim. Shnayim Sha'omim Befaneinu Amra, you need two Edim that can testify that she instructed this person to act as a shliach la Kabbalah. The Shnayim Sha'omim Befaneinu Kibbal Bekara. And you need two people to testify that the get was delivered in their presence to the Shliach LaKabbalah, and the Shliach LaKabbalah accepted it and ripped it. So what's this ripping of the get that the Mishnah refers to? The Gemara says over here in that Psalm of Dalit, Amud Aleph, about halfway down, Karal Amali. Why do we need to rip the get? What's that a reference to? Amrav, the Shas had Zera Shana. We're talking about a time of Zera, a time where there were edicts against Bayezar. And therefore, what's that association of Shas had Zera to ripping the get? So Rashi and Subas and Daf Peites, in a parallel Sugya, explain that we're talking about a time when the Goyim were going there against our ability to perform mitzvahs properly, and therefore we wanted to rip up any evidence that we did any religious acts. So after the get would be written, it would be promptly ripped up to make sure that there would be no traces left of the get. And no one should be able to determine or find out that we actually did a proper lawful get. Rashi's lashon in Tzuvos Daf Peites is Shagozir Akam al mitzvos, the goyim or goes there against performing of mitzvos, the hayu yireyim lishmor gitayan, and people were therefore nervous to keep their getting around because they're worried that if they're caught with a get, with a religious document, they would be persecuted, and therefore they would rip the get. So that's the palace again. Suba Stargamar and Daf Samach Dalid. The Shasak Zera is a time that there were edicts against the proper performance of mitzvos. The practice was to rip up gittin to make sure that no one would be caught with a get and be punished for participation in a religious ritual. So we have a practice as part of our standard Seder get of ripping a get after the get is delivered. The question is, will we perform a karat bezdin, it's called a ripping of bezdin, which is Seder get, it says you rip the shesi v'arev. So all that means is I need something a little bigger.
Make an extra.
Here, can you just... Okay, yeah, so... So we fill the get. This is scrap paper.
But another Gemara where the get was actually written in the Shlifa.
Sorry?
It was another Gemara at the end. We did when they wrote the Gemara like that, and they had different Adim right on it.
Oh, the folding it up.
Yeah. Right.
This is the way we fold a get to deliver it. The husband gives a get to his wife. He folds it in six. So after the get is delivered, and I'm a pocket knife. Yeah? Come prepared.
Like a long knife?
That's That's fine. Okay, so the way we do a crab ezin is like that. Like that. Like that. Like that. That's Shesi Varev. Thank you so much. Come prepared. That's the symbolic crab ezin, the way we rip again. So the question is,
what does that achieve?
So what does that achieve? Is that at all connected to the reference to the Mishnah Zayin Amud Gimel ripping again, or is it unrelated? So you're right, and you're wrong. Oh. It's a machlokas.
Of course.
So
when is there not a machlokas?
So the one of the sources for this practice is according to the Seder Aget. Is a Trumas Hadeshen. So I'll just read you the Seder Aget in the end of Siman Kuf Nidalet after the Mesiris Aget. It says, Vikranu Shesi Varev Sif Pei Vav. Vinogu Me'achshav Sharav and Masadar Aged Gonzo Etzlo Ve'enu Nostam Ve'ad Isha Ve'en L'shanos L'kol Aged Shalanita and L'kara Shesi Varev Shalo Yitubo Shanita. So number one, the Ramah in the Seder Aged says that our minag is that the Masadar Aged holds on to the get after he rips it, he puts it in the file and he holds on to it, he doesn't release it to the woman. The woman never gets the actual get. The woman and the man get what we colloquially refer to as a patur, a two disc erish, and a certificate of divorce, which is the proof that they need. That's the record of the Maisa Bez and the record that there was a Mesiris Aget. But no one ever actually has the get. There's a.
Because we're afraid the wife may lose the get, she keeps it?
No, we're afraid, we'll see what we're afraid of in a minute. But if a woman ever produces a get, you know that something's wrong, because no one would ever release the get to a woman. There's such a story about a fraudulent Masadar Gittin. A generation ago did many fraudulent things, but once he was prevailed upon to do a get in a situation where there were complications, but to be sure that no one would actually take the get seriously, he gave the woman the get. Because anyone who knows anything would know that if a woman produces a get, something's wrong because they never release the get. Number two, any get that's not given, you should not rip, because if you rip it, then that's the simon that was given. And we rip get that never given. If it wasn't given yet, you should rip it, because then people are going to see, think that the get was already delivered.
But it's not destroyed. The Gemara you're talking about was they destroyed the get.
Right, the Gemara there sounds like they destroyed it, even though all it says is that they ripped it, doesn't say how badly they ripped it. But it sounds like they destroyed it. Right, so the Trumas Hadeshen, which is one of the earlier sources for our contemporary practice of ripping the get, has two reasons. Reason number one is something based on our sugya, that since there was originally a Shasik Zera, a time where it was dangerous to keep evidence of mitzvahs around, and there was an hakana or a practice at the time to rip a get, so we preserve that practice by ripping our gittin, even though the original Shas Agzera reason doesn't apply anymore. The other reason that the Trumas Hadeshen quotes is out of a concern that if we allow the gittin, so to speak, to be still in circulation without any sign that that everything has been completed, then people may run around with them and be gova the ksuba shalom kedin. They may be gova additional funds that they're not entitled to after already having been gova the ksuba. They'll produce again and say, now I'm entitled to my ksuba, even though they already collected the ksuba. So to avoid the circulation of gittin in a way that would allow people to collect funds that are not due to them, that's why we rip the get. The other reason quoted by the Tash Bates, the Rajvaz, and others is out of a concern that if we allow people people to walk around with the get after it has been delivered, and people look at it, people may find fault or find some soul in the get, because there's so many details in Hilchos Gittin, how we write a get, so it's possible that someone will be ma'ara on the kasher saget, and to avoid the possibility of being ma'ara on the kasher saget, we rip the get, so no one should look at it again, and there shouldn't be any possibility of error. In fact, the practice of Tashbates, the way he quotes it, Tashbates lived in North Africa. He started out in Spain during the 1391-1392 events in Spain. He fled to Algiers, and he Algiers or Tunisia? I think Algiers. So he lived in North Africa at the end of his life. So he writes that the practice in his community was that they would actually burn the get after it was delivered. Not just a symbolic rip, but they actually burned it. So our practice is not to burn, our practice is to rip it, but it's based on the same idea that there is a concern that someone shouldn't be unduly ma'arir on the kashrus of the get. Just to quote you a line from the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, which is quoted in the Pesach Tshuva here in the Seder Get. So the Tshuvas HaRadvaz writes that there's so many details in the way that we write a get. We don't want the get to end up somehow in the hands of the husband. And then the husband's going to go around and scream that the get was puzzle because they didn't follow some chumrah or one of the dukdukim that isn't actually ma'akev. And he'll say, I only authorize the get to be written that follows all the dukdukim and all the chumras that we have. And even if this get should have been kashim yekardin, because they didn't follow this or this dikduk, it was never my intention that such a get should be kasher, and he's going to be ma'ar on the kashrus of the get. And that's why we rip the get, and therefore the husband will be fully warned that there's no possibility, there's no allowance for him to be ma'ar anymore. He won't have the ability to be ma'ar further on the kashrus of the get. We keep it in the file.
Why? Why just throw it out?
So that's what it says here in the Ramah, that the Misadar get is gomzo et slo. It's conceivable that at some point in the future, maybe a patur would be lost, and you need to look back and just verify that the get was there. We don't throw it out just in case, but as a matter of practice, no one looks at it again.
The husband, for whatever reason, leaves the get by Beis Din. He cannot give his get, the wife a get right away, for whatever reason. I don't know. He's not going to be around. He's going on business with whatever. So he'll leave it by Beis Din. So when she comes to pick up the get by Beis Din, do they have to point a shliach to give it to her?
I assume what you meant is that the husband appointed a shliach to give the get to his wife. And they go, a husband, there are two options as to how to execute a get. Either the husband could give it directly to his wife, or he could appoint a shliach. The Beis Din would never let a husband leave the room if he didn't do one of those two things.
So if he were to leave the get by Beis Din, he would appoint a shliach.
To leave a get by the Beis Din means he appointed a shliach in the Beis Din, and he appointed a shliach to deliver the get to his wife. But you never have a situation where a husband authorizes the writing of a get and then walks out without without
a get. Right. No, my question is, but who says that? But you don't know when the wife's going to come pick it up. Who says can Beis Din put a new shliach?
So whenever the husband appoints a shliach, so the shliach is authorized to appoint another shliach in his stead. That's called a shliach acher shliach. That one shliach can appoint another shliach in his stead, or and the nusach that we use is afilu anish. He could appoint Reuven can appoint Shimon, Shimon can appoint Levi, Levi can appoint Yehuda. So in that initial authorization is the ability for that shliach to further authorize another shliach, v'chulei v'chulei, or the first shliach can authorize multiple shliachim as necessary.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Could also instead of ripping it, could the Beis Din write on a, take a stamp, received or given.
So the minhag of the Seder again is to rip again. Yeah. That's what all Beis Din do, because we follow the Zechus and Shofar. In theory, according to some of the reasons that we gave, that could accomplish the same purpose. The minhag of Misadu Gittin is what it says here to do a grabbis. Along those lines, it says in the Seder Aget that you should be mazir the husband after the Misimas Aget, that the Chayram of Inatam, or we, at the time of the Misimas Aget, we mentioned that there's a Chayram Rabbeinu Tam, the Tamid Rabbeinu Moshe, not to be Ma'ariah on the Kashrus Aget. So anyone who's present at the time of the Mesiras Aget is on record is being warned that they may not be Ma'ara and the Kashrus Aget after the get's given. If you have any issues, any problems, raise them now. But afterwards, they're bound by the Chayim Ben Atam and Tamidir Ben Moshe not to be Ma'ara on the Kashrus of the get.
So, does that mean, we see Ma'ara means a creating rumors or illegitimate rumors? Because suppose a guy remembered something a year later and says, look, that would have possibly get. Should he go, and it's legitimate, should he go back to the Beis Din, or should he just sit, remain silent? Because you're sort of, it's an intractable situation, but on the other side, if this woman's indeed an Eishes Ish, you want to...
If there was a legitimate piece of information that was not known at the time, so it could be that he should bring that to the attention of the Beis Din, and the Beis Din would have to act accordingly. But anyone, that information should not be withheld at the time if it does exist. The language of the Seder Aget here is Yomer Chacham Achala Omdim Terem Yinasin Aget. The Chacham, the Seder Aget, should say to everyone there before the get's given, Emyeshem Adam Sheyadei Hashem Pisal Nega Aget. Anyone who's aware of any halachic impediment, the Yirtzel Arabo Davarni is going to want to be Ma'arer, then Yomer Asa Kodem Sheyinasin, better speak now or hold your peace. The call me Sheyadei Adavar Sarach Lomer. And if a person has such information, he has to disclose it. Ki achar nesina yusam cheirim shelala hosilaz al haget. Because after the get is given, there's a cheirim on everyone present that they shouldn't be mosilaz on the kashrus aget. Again, if there is a legitimate consideration that was not known at the time, it comes to light later, whatever that would be, in most situations I can't really conceive what that would be. But then, prudent they would be.
And if it wasn't at the time but was withheld because the guy wanted to be nichshol the lady, what happens then? That 5 years later he wants to do tshuva, so what happens?
So he should probably tell the Beis Din. The Beis Din will have to decide what to do.
Have you had situations like that? Or,
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, is it that Chazal built in such chumras into the get process so that when a extenuating situation comes up, those chumras are sort of, in essence, tekanos to protect it? Meaning, it's sort of like we build in these safeguards so when something happens, at the end of the day, it's there's, ways to be samech that it's the rights of the get.
I don't think that's the reason that chumra is built in. And it's not so much chumra's specifications as to how a get is written. But in any particular case, it'd have to be done. What are the absence of what possible in the Torah, possible in the Rabbanah, what doesn't possible, what's lechachilu, what's the evidence that has to be evaluated on a case by case basis. But anything would come up. Usually, no one would have occasion to look at, again, for precisely these reasons, no one would have occasion to look at a get after the get's given. It's filed away, no one looks at it again. There'd really be almost no opportunity for anyone to find a
So her case in the
sold in the get.
The base then to go back to a file to pull out a get.
We will not go back to pull out a get. We'll go back to pull out a patur.
So we do it again. Just mom should put in gemita.
It's in the file, but no one would have any reason to look at it.
Would it send to the Edom work? Does he want to find out who the Edom were?
It does not say in the patur who the Edom were. I'm not sure why you would need to know who the Edom were after the Masira, but if you did, meaning, I guess, let's say there was an issue raised about the kashrus of one of the Edom. So leaving aside the discussion as to what that would do with the Eved or what kind of soul. So yeah, I guess there in theory you could have a case where you'd want to determine who the Edom were. Right, so then, you pull out the Eved and look at the Edom, but who the Edom were, you shouldn't be looking... reading it word for word to see.
It's different. There was a place in Israel. The Shabbos Goy was an Arab. Turns out, he really,
Chametz Goy.
Yeah, but turns out he really was Jewish. So, that would really create a. Or if it was the reverse situation. You thought the guy was a Yid, and it turns out he was.
That would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Generally avoid that by using Edom with impeccable credentials. Okay. Now let's go back to our Gemara over here. So Gemara in Samach Dal and Aleph has a machlokas. The top line of the Gemara, Idmar, Baal Omer Lepikadon Vishlish Omer Legerishim. We find a get in the hand of a third party. So the question is, how did that get to the hand of the third party? So the Baal claims that he didn't give the get to the third party to deliver it for him. He didn't appoint him as a Shliach. He gave it to him for safekeeping. Vishlish Omer Legerishim. And the third party claims, no, he was given the get with the instruction that he should deliver the get to this person's wife. Mi Neman? Who has Neman? Rafuna Amar Baal Neman. Rafuna says that the husband's belief to say that the get was a pikadon. And Rafista Amar Shlish Neman, the third party, is believed to say that he was appointed as the proper agent of the husband to deliver the get. Rafuna Amar Baal Neman, the husband's belief to say that it was a pikadon. Dim Isa Delegation Yahve Niele. Because the husband has an argument. If I really wanted to give the get to my wife, then I would have given it to her. The fact that this third party has the get is an indication that I didn't want to give the get to my wife. And Rechista Amar Shlishnam, and the Shlishes believe the fact that you entrusted this third party with the get means that you trust the guy. If you trust the guy, then believe what he says. Okay. Satosi here has a kasha on the top line. Vim Tomar, if you say that the husband believe because he has this claim that if I really wanted to give her the get, then I would have given it to her directly. Even Tomar in Cain, Mahawilu Chachamim, Titikon Lomar, Befani Nichta, Befani Nechta. What have we gained with the Takana that a Shliach has to say, Befani Nichta, Befani Nechta? Mishum di Asibal Ma'arer Loma Shechinabe. The whole reason that we have an institution of Befani Nichta, Befani Nechta. Is to avoid the possibility that the husband's going to come to be ma'ara on the kashrus of the get and say that he never really authorized this shaliach. The husband still has the ability to claim that he gave the get to the shaliach as a pikadon. If the husband believes that he gave it as a pikadon, so what good is it going to do that the shaliach is going to say b'fanin echdam? The husband still has a way out. He can claim that I gave it to him as a pikadon, and the husband will be believed. And if you'll say we're talking about a case where there are Edom who can testify that the husband gave the get to the third party, so he should be a shaliach to deliver the get, so in a case where there are Edom, he doesn't need to say b'fanin echdam. So what have you ever gained by instituting b'fanin echdam to protect the interests of the wife against the error of the husband? So the husband husband won't be ma'arer that he didn't appoint him as a shliach, the husband will be ma'arer, he'll say lippi kadu nasati, and it'll be believed on that basis. The Tosis answers v'yesh lomar delo meheman ela b'sheshlosh dan be'ir d'shayach haitayma v'lididei haviyavla, that even Rav Huna, who says Baal Neman, because he can claim that if I would have wanted to give the get to my wife, I would have given it to her directly, that's only true if the husband and the wife are in the same city. If the husband and the wife are in different cities, so what can I tell you is that if I wanted to give it to her, I would have given it to her directly. She's 1,000 miles away. You couldn't give it to her directly if you wanted to. You have to put a shliach who's traveling out of town to deliver the get to her. So the shita that says that Baal Neman only is true where everyone's in the same general area, but if the woman is far away, so then there's no taina of if I wanted to give her the get, I would have given it to her directly, and that's where the takana b'fanenachtam has its effect. So this is relevant halacha l'maisa, the question of whether one can appoint a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, a shliach l'halacha, where they're both in the same city. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Se'if Nun Hey, in the Mechaber Paskins, that if a husband gives a get to a third party, and he claims that he gave it b'toras pikado, and the shliach claims that he received it b'toras shlichus, so yesh omrim she'im shloshtam birachas, that if they're all in the same city, habal nema, the husband has nemanis to say that he gave it b'toras pikado, dim isa the b'toras gerushin yave lididi avi avla, because it's far of the Gemara of Rafuna, the dafka kishitoan l'chelit pikado nostalo, and that's only true where he tied us that he gave it to her as a pikado. But if he claims that he appointed him as a shliach, but now he has second thoughts, so there we don't believe him.
Was the get delivered?
The get was not yet delivered.
So he can cancel that.
He could cancel the shlichus if he does it properly, but he hasn't done that.
Well, he doesn't have to say to be called. He could just say, "I'm canceling the shlichus."
He'd have to be mevatel of a fei bezdin, or he'd have to be mevatel of a fei two, as per that sugya. So that would be more complicated than simply to. It would be easier to tie in a lepikad than nasati. There are other ways for him to get out of it, but that requires some more complicated action. So the Mechaber says, based on this, Ulfarizu, Tovli Zahir Shilola Garish Aide Shliach, Kishabal Veisha Biracha. So it's preferable that a husband should not be Megarish his wife Aide Shliach, where they're both in the same city. Mishum Demasi Mefech Mina Chorva, Shim Yiton Shilonosna Lola Gerishin, Shehu Neman. Because potentially, you may run into problems if the husband would claim that he didn't give it the Torah. Gerishin, and then the shliach would go ahead and deliver it anyway. So then you could run into problems if the husband has the right to taina that I gave him a Torah speaker.
That's why the husband will do it that way. The husband's holding all the cards. The Baal holds all the cards.
Right.
So if he's in the same city with his wife, that way he will give him to a shliach, because that way you can always cancel it if you want to. Right, because he can always say that it's a pikado.
Right,
because I would have given it to her.
So that's precisely what the Mechaber is saying. You should avoid.
You should avoid it. I'm just saying. Won't the Baal will do it through a shliach because it gives him more options, doesn't it?
So the Mechaber is saying that. So the husband. That's precisely the point. The husband would only be believed to say lepikado if they're in the same city. So the Mechaber advises against allowing a husband to appoint a shliach where they're in the same city for precisely that reason.
Right, but he's advising who?
He's advising Bezdin to make sure that a husband should not be allowed to...
What's the taina there?
Bezdin should be careful not to allow a husband to give a get Aide Shliach where they're in the same city, because the husband may be able to taina a lepikadon, and then he's going to cause problems. Right, so that's precisely the point.
Because the husband will try
right.
to do it.
Right. So that's what the Mechaber says. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, what's the taina exactly? really? I mean, we have like ain Adamai's kind of. I mean,
no. So the type
of
the husband is believed according to Rav Huna and the halacha machlokas how you pass it, but according to the day we pass like Rav Huna, the husband's believed to say that if a get is biad hashlish, that he gave it to the shlish. Because we're talking about a case where there are no edim that witness the minu shlichus. So we're not. We'll see in a minute in the Ramar. Maybe we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Why this may not be lemaisa, because we will have edim, we will have the proper documentation, and they wouldn't have the tain in that case. But the Mechaber is throwing out a case where, based on Tosis, you don't have edim. So the only word that you have to go by is the husband's word versus the shaliach's word. So in that case, the husband would be believed to say lipikada. So we'll pick up in Mitzvah tomorrow with the Ramah and discuss this further lemaisa.